the night of the big rain, were you here? And
we were here, and we were asleep, and we were comfortable because we didn't pay any attention to the flood, because the flood never reaches us because we're higher up. So we never was concerned about it until the alarms kept going off and going off. And then we thought, well, we might. I live with my niece, because since my husband passed away, she moved in with me to stay with me. And we thought, well, we'll get up and check and see what the ordeal is, because it kept going off. So when we did, the reason we knew it was so bad is because standing here, you can't see our little stream from here. But standing on this porch, we could see it gushing. It was just gushing up. And I had made a comment to her, if we can see this here, they're in trouble down the street here, down the road. And her dad called, and her dad was flooded, and we couldn't get to him. We didn't know if he made it out safe. We couldn't get to him. We have nobody to get anywhere, because of course right down here the water was in the road, and it was impassable. Mm-hmm. So that's how we woke up to it, and that's the reality of it. But I didn't know I was flooded until maybe 2 or 3 months later, when we started noticing the odor and the black mold and stuff, because ours didn't come from the creek. It came off of the mountain behind us. Mm-hmm. And we wasn't aware that we even had that much water. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. You know.
Well, so down this way, it was like there were houses flooded out down that
yes,
way, I guess?
Yes. Yeah, we were spared just what little damage we had, which it seems like a lot, but compared to other people, we were minor. We just didn't have we didn't lose what they lost. And yeah. Then the people that lost their lives, it was unimaginable. And I've seen so much heartache, but also so much joy, because we have been helping. We've been volunteering, and we take deliveries to people. We work from day one with the flood victims and stuff. And we were at the the first anniversary of the flood at Knott Central's football field. Of course, they were like, if I'm thinking of this right, I can't remember how many actually passed away in Knott County, but it was the most, they had the most mm-hmm. deaths. Mm-hmm. So we lit lanterns for them on the first year anniversary of it. And they lined us up on this football field. And we were part of this long-term disaster recovery group. So we helped the people light the candles or the lanterns and stuff. And they had us all lined up and down, and they didn't start and I know this is a long story, but it's a wonderful story. Mm-hmm. They didn't start like they would light the candle. If you've ever been to a lantern lighting, they'll start on one end, and they'll come down and they'll light each lantern, and you have to hold it so many seconds till it's ready to float before you let it go. They had one lighter, so they started at the upper end of the football field, and they just kept coming down. So the three little children that died together, the brothers and sisters, they lit them, but you're talking light one, and you wait a few minutes for it to light. You wait so many more minutes for it to get ready to lift off. So they're not lit together at the same time. They're not let go at the same time. And everybody's was going off in different directions in the air. I mean, it was just like they were just going everywhere. And it was something to watch. But then somebody made a comment, and even I looked, and I said, look at those three. They're going to catch fire, because they were bumping into each other. They were, like, touching each other and bumping in, and then they'd fly back out, you know. And I even made a comment to my niece. I said, those are going to catch fire because they keep hitting each other, and they're not supposed to be doing that. And when it was all said and done, the three lanterns that were together that were bumping into each other, and, you know, and I have a picture of it somewhere. We recorded it. It ended up being the three lanterns that were lit for those three children. And it was like they were playing with, you know, just having fun and playing tag. And it was amazing. And I get chills now telling you the story.
I'm getting chills hearing it.
Because I witnessed it, and I was watching it, and I even said, well, it looks like those are playing. They're playing. You know, they're having fun. And I didn't know it was the three children's lanterns at the time. Mm-hmm. I didn't find that out till later that afternoon. And the minister that was there that helped do the lighting, I said, I'm not telling this story until I confirm by him, not just by the chatter going on the football field, if this is actually true. And he said, yes, that's the three that we lit for those three children. And they somehow ended up together in the sky, and they would bump into each other. They would go back and float out, come back together, and they floated off into the sky together.
Well, I only got one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Then.
Okay.
So how do you think, I'll say, people around here mm-hmm. are kind of doing now, or you know, are they I know everybody's still got to rebuild some mm-hmm. and all that, but do you feel people are doing okay?
Yes, I really do, because I have seen people that have gotten their houses finished that were not completely destroyed but had to rebuild. The long-term disaster recovery group started with those people, and I have friends and people that I know did get their work finished. They did complete it, and then I know three families. One of them was a cousin that everything got washed away. She got a new home in one of these communities where they're building back homes now. Mm-hmm. She received a new home. She's got a new baby now. Mm-hmm. She's got a little boy, and now she's got a new baby. She received her home, and then two of the people I work as in a doctor's office, and two of our patients that we turned in applications for got approved for new homes. That's not been started building yet, but they're approved. So they're on their way to getting a new home too.
Yeah.
So I see it working around us, yes. It's slow, but it's happening, and people are still alive.
Yeah.
The ones that made it through, they're still alive.
Yeah.